Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson. We'll be back right after this.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips. And I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole. And move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man, okay. Click, that goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at astorgasmexicanrestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor, let them know Jesse sent you.
Hey, welcome back. And let's have a look at what's happening in the Eastern Sierra. The Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce Connection newsletter is out. Looks like this week we've got Wednesday, February 22nd, Herbal Wands at Stellar Brew. Thursday, February 23rd, Community Coffee at 8:30 to 9:30. Greg Gilmore at Distance Brewing. Then Friday, February 24th, the Imaca Food Distribution. Next week, Sunday, February 26th, will be Sammy Ramon at Distance Brewing. Monday, the 27th, Restaurant Association, 3:30 to 4:30 meeting. Open Mic Night, also at Distance Brewing, on Monday. Saturday, March 4th, will be Boot Juice at T-Bar Social Club. Alright, and it looks like for Death Valley this year, Scotty's Castle will remain closed. It looks like they're planning on reopening August of 2024. And no super bloom predicted this year. Even though Death Valley experienced intense summer rains, this does not seem to be triggering a hope for super bloom. Super bloom is an unofficial term used to describe unusually spectacular spring blooms in Death Valley National Park. This event happens about once a decade. Death Valley is beautiful with or without a carpet of flowers, said Superintendent Mike Reynolds. This spring, we are predicting an average flower bloom. Looking at the weather for Bishop, today is going to be high of 63, a low of 28. It's going to be partly cloudy. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 42, low of 17, partly cloudy again. And Thursday is going to be partly cloudy with a high of 41 and a low of 19. And the Mammoth forecast. Looks like today's going to be snowing in the afternoon with a high of 33 and a low of 4 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be 10 degrees with a low of 3, snow again. And Thursday, more snow coming in. Thursday's going to be more snow coming in with a high of 12 degrees and a low of 4. And that looks like it's going to do it for me today. Thank you for joining me, and as always, I'll talk to you later.